This is the Lunch Bunch with Andrew Hawthorne and Company on VOCM. For the next half hour, we will peek behind the big stories we are all talking about today. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station. Now, your host of the Lunch Bunch, Andrew Hawthorne.
Welcome to the show, TGIF. It's Friday, and we're having kind of a party show today. My guests both came in cowboy hats, which is great, because if you've ever seen me out reporting on something, I'm usually wearing a giant hat. And so I appreciate your haberdasher style here. I'm welcoming to the show today Helen Escott. How are you, Helen?
I'm good. It's not our first rodeo. We're used to these hats.
Yeah. And also Glenda Power, good equally morning. Behatted.
Hello.
Hello. And, of course, we're here talking about Klondike Night, which is coming back to RCMP headquarters March 27th.
Yes.
So you can get tickets right now.
Yeah.
And that's really exciting. So, you know, obviously you're going all out with the hats. Are hats mandatory to go to Klondike Night, or is this an optional accoutrement?
I would say highly recommended.
Yeah?
How about that?
Yeah, there is a prize for the best costume. So wear your hats, wear your can-can outfits, whatever cowboy, cowgirl stage you want to be in.
Do you think I could pull off a can-can outfit at my age?
Probably with a little waxing. just leave your horse at home.
I appreciate the truth of your statement there. So we're going for like Klondike Days costumes, hey?
Yes.
So we want some prospectors. We want some as you said, some can-can folks. What else is in there?
Some cowboys, cowgirls.
Some Lones Ranger, etc.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anything like that. And of course, you know, Klondike Night, you're going to have all kinds of games and stuff. What are people going to see if they walk into RCMP headquarters that night?
Well, they can expect live entertainment, lots of activity, tons of people. They'll have access to a casino right in the middle of RCMP headquarters, so there'll be blackjack tables and roulette, crown and anchor, games of chance, silent auction. There'll be line dancing. There'll be a Klondike kitchen with moose burgers and cod and baked beans and all kinds of great things. So it's going to be an awesome night, and we're really hoping that the whole community and everyone right across the province comes in for it.
Okay, so as an aside, speaking of the moose burgers, I was having this discussion with Fred Hutton earlier this morning, okay, because mm-hmm. Burger King is introducing a burger that's only fries. There's no like meat patty there. And in the UK, apparently they say they've been doing this for decades, this like chip buddy, they call it.
Oh.
That you get. Would you go for obviously a moose burger is on a tier above a regular hamburger for preference.
Certainly.
Where do you think the fries burger falls into that? Would you go for that?
I don't know. I think they'd make more money here if they had a moose burger. It's no fat in a moose burger.
I know. Why are they going for this Beyond Meat when we've got perfectly good moose out there?
Yeah, Beyond Meat with like 17 different ingredients in it.
Yeah. Or you could just say different meat. It's a moose.
Moose is great.
Yeah.
But to each their own.
Yeah.
To each their own, exactly. I prefer my fries on the side, but, you know, if you want it in the burger, whatever. We're going to keep talking about Klondike Night. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, Helen and Glenda are going to tell us what's going to happen and who's going to benefit from all of the fun times happening March 27th. You stay tuned!
Now back to Andrew Hawthorne and the Lunch Bunch on VOCM.
We're back. We're talking about Klondike Night. I've got Helen Escott and Glenda Power here, who are co-chairs of that event, a legendary event that has, over the last three decades, raised over $970,000 for local. That's a lot of money.
It is. We're hoping this is going to be the million-dollar year. We're like $30,000 away from the million-dollar mark.
Close.
We're going over. We're going over the $1 million this year.
And only you folks out there listening can make that happen to knock it over the $1 million. All of that money is going into local charities. And so who are the people that are going to be benefiting from this year? Of course, VOCM Cares is very grateful to be one of those people.
Yes, and VOCM Cares has always been a great sponsor of Klondike Night. Every year, you're the guys that make it happen. And you'll pick a charity from your long list of charities. And the CLB, I know you're a good old CLB boy.
I am.
You know the good work they do with their cadets.
I was a sergeant in St. Mary's Company number 911, or at least I rose that far. But, you know, I come from a very old CLB family, so.
Excellent.
And you know, like, all of them were always our commanding officer. My gramps, Doug Bartlett, was commanding officer for years, and his philosophy was always that if anybody wanted to take part in the CLB or go to camp, they would be able to do that no matter what their financial situation. Yeah. And so, you know, because there's always money to do these things. But part of what that organization does, you know, you have to buy a uniform and it costs something to send a child to camp. But if they aren't in that position, then the organization is going to make sure that they can.
That's,
you know,
right. And that's where this money goes.
Exactly.
To. And then the third one is the Fallen Members Fund Memory Garden, which will be built at RCMP headquarters down on White Hills Road. It's going to face the city. It's going to be a beautiful garden for all employees and families of employees. There's going to be a concrete slab, and in the middle there's going to be a dedication to Constable Hoey and Constable Amy, the two RCMP members who were shot on duty and killed in Newfoundland. And then around that concrete slab is going to be bricks, and on the bricks will be engraved the names of all our RCMP employees who have served in this province. So not just police officers.
Yeah, this is the big thing. You know, it's it's not just because people, I think the first thing you would assume is, oh, it's people who have, you know, given their lives in the line of duty.
No, that's what the police officers memorial is for. Mm-hmm. This is a memory garden. So if you're a public servant, if you're a civilian member, if you're a police officer,
any way involved,
and you served anywhere in Newfoundland and Labrador, and you've passed, you can have your name put on this brick, and it's free of charge. All the money for the garden is through donations and through fundraising and Klondike being one. And so, like, if your mother was a civilian member up in Goose Bay and passed
and
away.
And retired.
And, well, got to pass away.
Well, eventually, I mean, yeah.
Then you get a, you can have her name put there. So you can come by with your kids and say, look, there's my mother's name and she served in the RCMP. Or your grandfather was a member who died of natural causes. Then there's, he'll get the, a brick there too. So every year we'll have a service where all employees and families of employees who can come and see this. And we've had, you know, at least seven members I know of who died by suicide in this province, and there's no memorial for them. So they will have their brick there too, so their families can come and say, look, my father did serve here, and there's his memorial right there.
That's such an important aspect of this too, because of course, you know, as first responders, our RCMP officers are under immense stress.
Yes.
And their support at headquarters are under immense stress and being exposed to these kinds of traumatic events all the time. And so having a place, a very peaceful place to go and reflect on these things and remember those sacrifices and those details is so wonderful. And of course, anybody who's ever been to RCMP headquarters knows it's got one of the best views in the city.
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, it actually was a flagship building for the RCMP in Canada. But the garden is going to have four benches there too, and there's going to be a separate bench to the side that will be the speaking bench. So if you are having you know, an issue, you can sit on that bench, and that means you want to speak to somebody. And so it'll be there for, it's not just for this yearly service. Employees can go out anytime to have a coffee out there, to go out for have lunch, to go out and have a break. They can have meetings out there. It's going to be a beautiful place where they can go, or families can come by anytime and see the bricks of their loved ones that are there to show their family members.
That's a very progressive way to think about mental health on all levels, I think, at the workplace, you know, to be that open with just being wanting to talk to people when you're under a lot of pressure.
Well, the RCMP is a big family. It's a huge family. It's 26,000 people across the Canada. So having this place, and this is the first of its kind in Canada. There's no other memorial where public servants and civilian members will have their name put. So this is for everybody in our family will be there. And if you want to put a brick there, if you have a loved one who's passed away, who served with the RCMP, doesn't have to be 30 years. Good, they could have been 2 years, 3 years, wherever you've served in the province. There's an email, it'll be up on your site. You can go and fill out the form there online and send it into the email.
Yep, that's up already. You can find the story on VOCM.com right now about the memory garden specifically, and you can find the link there to go and fill it out. And again, it is free.
It's free of charge for anybody who wants to put a brick there. And you just fill out the form. All we need is the date of birth, date of death, and where they served and how long. And we'll look them up, and as soon as we confirm that they were an employee, then they get a brick.
Incredible. And all that's happening, of course, with the proceeds from Klondike Night. That's happening March 27th. And you can get involved with that, too. We're going to take another quick break. When we get back, we're talking about, I don't know, what kind of games of chance are going to be there that maybe you're going to shark us on? And
there'll be all kinds.
Oh, no. Yeah. We're going to learn all about that in a moment. Stay tuned, folks.
Now back to Andrew Hawthorne and the Lunch Bunch on VOCM.
We're back. We're talking about Klondike Night. I've got Helen Escott and Glenda Power here. Klondike Night is happening March 27th at RCMP headquarters. And it's been at it for 30-plus years, and we're tantalizingly close to $1 million this year, but we can only do it with your help. But it's not all about help. You're also going to have a really great time. So if anybody comes to Klondike Night, what should we expect to see there? What kind of a rollicking good time are we having?
Well, it's going to be a Wild West rollicking good time. You'll come in, you'll hear and see live entertainment. You'll have the opportunity to learn some line dancing moves. There'll be a casino right inside RCMP headquarters, 17 blackjack tables.
How do you fit 17 blackjack tables in?
Well, very well. With the gorgeous view, of course, overlooking the lights of downtown and Signal Hill. There's going to be a roulette table, crown and anchor, a spin wheel, 50-50 tickets, silent auction, lots of ways for you to have fun, and lots of ways for us to earn money for the great charities that we're supporting this year.
Oh my gosh, I really recommend this, folks. If you've never done the casino thing before, I actually got to hit a casino in Halifax with Vince Gallant one time.
Good times.
That's an interesting blackjack partner, let me tell you. You're also looking for donations for the silent auctions right now, hey?
Yes, we have a spin wheel and we have a silent auction table. The silent auction table has items that are $100 more. It's hotel stays, it's jewelry, it's artwork, whatever businesses can donate. Then there's a spin wheel with restaurant gift certificates or gift certificates for other things. So we're asking the public, if you businesses, if you'd like to donate to the spin wheel or the silent auction, please contact us. We're in kind of desperate need of everything now, and all that money goes to charity.
And there's going to be dance lessons, did you say?
Well, my co-chair is the line dancing expert.
Oh, okay.
So the queen of line dancing.
You're familiar with the ways of the achy, breaky heart, et cetera?
I am so. And you know what? There's a huge population of line dancers in this province. Every year there's a huge thing at the Glacier where hundreds of line dancers show up.
Skilled line dancers?
We could go to... I actually have been in Nashville and danced with line dancers down there and fit right in.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And,
that's high praise.
At the Muse Center every day, there's classes that are full. There's 50 women and men in my class.
So if you've never line danced before, you can go with the confidence that you're going to be okay.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's all kinds of different groups, and they're going to be doing demos in between the live bands. And if you know how to line dance, come on down and wear your cowboy boots. And if you don't know how to line dance, you can watch and learn, or you can jump in.
Yeah, we were saying before, you got to dress up for this.
Oh, yeah.
It's not mandatory, but... Come on.
Absolutely.
Fit in. And we're going to have RCMP members there in Red Surge on the front door. You can get your pictures taken with them. And we get right into this. Our employees love this. They really get into it.
And there is a bar available as well.
Yes.
Cash bar,
Yep, a cash bar. And it's 19 and over for the bar. And you're really not going to want to bring the fake ID to RCMP headquarters. Just a pro tip on that one.
The whole event is 19 to get in. You got to be 19 to get in.
So exactly.
Bring your ID. We will be checking.
But Andrew, I think I could totally see you in a pair of styling cowboy boots and learning how to line dance.
Yeah. I'm for it. Absolutely. Yeah. Any day of the week.
And they're competitive, too. They're very competitive, I'm telling you. If you don't know what you're doing, they'll push you off the floor.
Okay, well, that's probably where I end up, getting pushed off the floor. The competitive aspect is not something I'm going to excel at, I can tell you right now. There's also, there's grand prize tickets being sold there at the door. What is the grand prize?
The grand prize is a trip for two to New York City to see the award-winning show Come From Away. So, how fantastic is that? Tickets are just $5. You could actually purchase those from our charities, VOCM Cares, the CLB, and from RCMP headquarters. And you'll also be able to purchase the grand prize tickets there on Klondike Night as well.
And you're going to want to do that, too, because, look how many people went to Come From Away when it came here.
Oh, yeah.
And there were lines around the block at Holy Heart Theater.
Absolutely.
Trying to get in. And this is going to be the original Broadway cast you can get down to.
Right. Yeah. Also, the second place is a Growler's box that's valued at $1,000. And the third place is a a weekend stay at a bed and breakfast out in Bonavista. So there's some great prizes. We also have door prizes, too. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there's loads of prizes.
How did you do all this?
It's amazing. We do a lot of work.
And we have a great committee as well. I mean, we have about at least another 15 people who are working and taking care of different areas. So, you know, we have a pit boss for the casino.
Wow.
We have people, one of our vets managing the Moose Burgers and all the food, and employees just taking on different parts. And it's been so fantastic to see the excitement of both the veterans and current employees to see that Klondike is coming back to the RCMP.
It's such a great tradition. So, you know, what is your preferred game of chance here? Like, because there are people who swear by, you know, shooting craps, or they swear by five-card stud or something like that. We've got 17 blackjack tables here. That's probably going to be where I would end up. Helen, what is your what's your poison on this one?
I love the silent auction, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, because people stay at those blackjack tables, and they get really serious down there. So I like going up to the silent auction because there's always great artwork. There's great jewelry. There's great all kinds of wonderful products up there. And when 11 o'clock is the cutoff for that, so 11 o'clock, it'll be like the Olympics up there, people.
You gotta get in. Do you have any tips? Because, yeah, you've always got to get in at the last minute and kind of ninja the auction.
Yeah, stand next to the item you want and really start bidding. But we get some high rollers there, I tell you.
That's scary, though. I went to the Beagle Paws silent auction, and I really wanted this lovely print. And there was a lady there. She must have been about 78, and she was just staring daggers at me. And I'm like, I'm not going to win this. I'm not going to take this lady on at all.
Oh, yeah.
My technique is to bid a little bit, but then stand back and just watch from a distance, and then at the last second swoop in with my final bid.
There you go. You don't want them to know that you want it, right?
You
don't
want
to drive up the demand. So you got to kind of hang back, casual, maybe do some line dancing.
Yeah.
You know, hit a few rounds of blackjack, and then run over and.
Right. Yeah. It really is the event of the year. And you know what? In the past, we never pre-sold tickets. You just show up, and there's about 1,200 people will come to this event.
Wow.
Every year, between, I think the most we've had is 1,500. So a lot of people come to this event. So what we're asking this year is we have a ticket you can pre-buy that's $10 to get in. It qualifies you for three different door prizes. You can get them online. If you just Google the RCMP Klondike Night 2020, it'll come up, and you can buy your tickets there. And I think Glenn is going to put the grand prize tickets up there, too, and that's $5 for the trip for Come From Away.
You can pre-register for the grand prize tickets?
Yes.
Oh, great.
I'm going to say as of Monday.
We're getting
that set up.
Okay, great.
You can get your admission tickets online now. I went in the other night and got tickets for myself and my husband and my two daughters. They're over the age of 19 now, so the whole family's coming to have a great time.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. There's quite a few sold already, so you're going to want to
get your tickets, because we're saying they could be at the door, but if it's sold out, they won't be. So you'll want to go in and get those tickets now.
Right.
Yeah. And you're helping a lot of people out. As we said before, you know, this is going towards the CLB here locally. It's going towards VOCM Cares, and it's going towards the Memory Garden, which is an incredible initiative for any member, former member of the RCMP, both an officer or an employee or otherwise.
Absolutely, and that's where we also want to apply, you know, to speak to all RCMP employees and ex-employees. You know, come back to this event. You're going to see a lot of good friends there, and we get a lot of support from people who have family members who could be serving in other parts of the country. You know, we'll get people who show up and say, look, my son is out in BC, or my daughter's up in Ontario, and I'm just showing up to support them. And we get a lot of Newfoundlanders join the RCMP. I did a survey at one time, and 80% of the people who serve here were born in Newfoundland. And the other, like 10% who weren't from Newfoundland were from the Atlantic region, but had been here for 20 years or more. So they come here at 19 and they stay here.
I mean,
so, yeah.
After that point, you're a Newfoundlander anyway.
Exactly. At what point do you get the golden ticket, right?
Right.
So when you've lived your whole adult life here. So a lot of the members here are Newfoundlanders, and a lot of Newfoundlanders join the RCMP. They're all over Canada. Everywhere you go, you'll find a Newfoundlander.
Well, what better way to celebrate it? And tell us again, how can people offhand find a way to submit a person to the Memory Garden if they'd like to include a family member?
You can go in online to the RCMP website, and the information is there, and you just fill out, there's a form, you fill it out, and you send an email, the email address is there on the VOCM site, too, and put in your family member's name, and we double-check it with our HR records and confirm that, yes, they did serve. And once again, it doesn't have to be 30 years. It could be 2 years, no matter where you served in the province. You're up in Nain or anywhere else or Stephenville Crossing. If you have a family member who served with the RCMP, then get their name in.
There's a whole garden to fill.
Yeah. And we're hoping to break ground with the garden later on this spring, have a groundbreaking and get the work started. And hopefully, you know, throughout the summer, we'll get the garden set up and bricks in place.
All of this information is going to be on VOCM.com, and the memory garden information is already there, so you can find that. We've only got a few seconds left, so if you, Helen and Glenda, if you could tell me, what's the thing you're most looking forward to about Klondike Night?
I think just seeing old friends again, having everybody back. We haven't had it in 5 years, so just getting it back up again. It's like going home.
And I just invite everyone to come, because if you haven't been in RCMP headquarters, that's a treat in and of itself to go into that building with the large atrium overlooking the harbor.
It'll be
a fantastic time, and we look forward to hosting you there.
Neither one of you said the blackjack. I don't even know what's going on here right now. I'm going to say the blackjack. Okay, that's been your Lunch Bunch for today and for the week. Thank you so much to my guests and also for you, the listener. I hope you check out Klondike Night. Until Monday, I hope you have a really good weekend. Cheers, folks.